Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed, the girls know. Boy, did they know, and they know from a very early age. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome. Welcome as we unpeel another edition of Sultry Radio on the Raw as our Big Bag Tournament carries on, Musical Therapy Mindstream. I'm your host, Michael Lewis, hanging with DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good being with you in the house. Sultry Radio on the Raw proudly sponsored by BASNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Brother Man Network and Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit, not just some, but all the good shit. The who, what, when, where, why, and how, right here, right now, at www.BASNewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network, wherever they are. Shout out to my brother, Gary Niles Gray, setting things up with some oral bedtime stories for you all and the Magic Man and all kinds of good stuff like that. The future is love is here. All these brothers were in the first part of the Big Bag Tournament. Well, the bands anyway, not the individuals, but the bands. And we have the second round ready to produce. But there was one slip up. Last week, the Ohio players were on. And of course, Leroy Sugarfoot Bonner, he of the Owl, delivered as the players normally do. However, there was a snag. And that snag was in the form of Skip Mahoney and the Casuals out of Washington, D.C. You know, you forget that back in the day, there were theaters. I hate the phrase Chitlin Circuit, because really what they're trying to do is minimize the fact that black people are trying to gain their own self-determination by carrying on with the music in various venues across the country. Now, there were many not as large and some not as well-known, but the five main venues for this was the Apollo Theater in New York City, the Uptown Theater in Philadelphia, the Fox Theater in Detroit, the Regal Theater in Chicago, and the Howard Theater in Washington, D.C. So this is where everybody, this is all part of the circuit. Everybody was going back and forth, trying to get their thing on, churning out good music and stuff. Yeah, like I said, there were other venues as well. They just weren't as renowned as these. These were some of the mains. Pushing a New Tune, or a new band lineup, you had to go because you had to do it live. That's how you eat. Anyway, the purpose of tonight's show, other than reminding everybody how wonderful this music is to get you guys' last words out. We asked you to vote as to who is going to take care of things here in this last part of the first round in the Western Region, either the Ohio Players or Skip Mahoney and the Casuals. And it is close. We love that. Now, in order to make our point, this is like that commercial where they say, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. You could say busting a nut, but I won't go so far as to be that profane. Anyway, what I will say is that in this first round, everybody had roughly a 15-minute set in which to do their thing. Styles, as they say, sometimes make confrontations or matchups. And you had two distinct styles here against these two groups. The Ohio Players, who were given some well-deserved pub when the BET people, folks who I'm not that crazy about, did a piece on Unsung about them. And they nailed it. The Unsung shows, some of them are very, very good. Now, I highly recommend them. And the Players was no different. They spoke about how the Players were so linked that they all contributed to their music. So in other words, everybody got credit for every song, whether it's Love Roller Coaster, Skin Tight, ow, boom, 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 they all got credit for it. So I was like, man, that's how it should be done. But we had Marshall Jones, the bass player, he of Skin Tight fame, come on our show a few years ago, and he told us the real deal, sadly, about the politics side of this business. Now, when I first put this show together, the Blog Talk people asked me to say five tags as to what my show entails. And I said music and politics is one of them. And this is a case where it most definitely comes true. I have a brother out in Canada, Jason Hoover, who's not far from me here from where I am in British Columbia, but we hope to bring his story up again as this tournament carries on. But long story short, they were promised fame and fortune, and when they gained some fortune because they were working hard and putting out some great material, they were promised the fame and the things. But you know, the devil knew the price. They were literally told that. Marshall Jones told us this, and myself and Gary, we were dumbfounded. We were like, say what? And I couldn't believe it was being said, but it was. And the fact that it was said meant there was more than a little grain of truth to this. This is not some lark or somebody's casual passing fancy. They meant this. To play with people's lives like that is very fucked up. And that's why I detest gatekeepers. But anyway, the Players did not fall for that. And because of that, they fell. And they were affected in certain ways, sadly. Unfortunately, Brother Jones is no longer here on this mortal call to talk about this. But I've seen hints of what he referred to as, I grew up with Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers in my neighborhood. Actually, there was a lot of talent in my neighborhood. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, Jimmy Castor, Leslie Uggams, even Cindy Poitier lived not too far from where we were. There was, I tell you, there's a lot of shit going on. But to get back to all of this, come full circle, as to the voting, Skip Mahoney and the Casuals, well, they were doing a different kind of begging. Some groups, you have one guy who's the lead singer, and they carry, and everybody just follows with the flow. Other guys, they play off each other. Like with the Dells, you had Marvin Jr. with his awesome baritone, and Brother Carter with his beautiful falsetto. You know, Skip Mahoney and crew had two or three leads, and they seemed to take turns. Whoever it was on the microphone at that time, they seem to have a good sense of what the audience was like and what the studio vibe was like. They turn out some really great material. So having said that, we want you guys to listen in again and to vote again. Now, this will add to the tally because they're only two away from each other. If it's two or less, it's a redo or overtime, as we used to say. So if you're voting for the Ohio players, do so. Skip Mahoney, do so. You send that vote to str.itr.mli@outlook.com. That's str.soldierradio.itr.mli, Michael Losingham, at outlook.com. So we're going to hear them again. And afterwards, my brother Gary and I will get into a little more big-ology. But for now, thank you, relax. Listen to some beautiful music. You guys started all this because you created this. So let's see who gets out of this log jam on top. Will it be the Ohio players? Ow! Or will it be Skip Mahoney and the Casuals? Let's find out.
Listen, girl, don't you hold on to me for the things that I've got, you hear?
You.
Oh, I believe
my name, my name, my name. mind. Yeah. Tombstone that I put on your finger must be real, 'cause our love is dying. Our love is dying.
Nobody gonna care. Oh, girl, put that suitcase down. You ain't kidding nobody. You can't leave me, woman. You love me. So what? a man. Oh, woman, I am. And I want you to know that I'll be doing the best that I can. Hey, baby. But if you just give me, just give me one more chance. You know I wouldn't take no chance. Cause I love them hands. You're not to deep. Putting my arms around you, yeah. Your night don't fry. I'll make you sleep good tonight, girl. Just a man. That's all that I am. Have mercy. And I want you to know that I'm doing the best that I can. Hey, baby. And if you just give me, putting my arms around you, oh, I'm so glad I found you. No fright. I'm gonna keep everything all right, girl. Hey. Understand? And
Ain't it nice?
Just right.
Ain't it nice?
Bye.
Living together. You know the raggedy place we had? I moved away from there. A lot of memories, you know what I mean? Hey, it's something I can't understand. You know, I go by to see Bobby every chance I can get over at your mother's house. Still looking just like you. But I can't understand how come he's not staying with you since you're doing so well. Yeah, I can dig it. Hey, I want to say something. Are you going to say something too? Okay, I'll say mine first. Baby, I confess that since you've been gone out of my life, it's been nothing but a mess. My heart is numb with pain. My mouth overflowed with dreams and memories I'll never see again. And I find that I need your love more than before. Hold my hand. Kiss me. Tell me I'm your one and only man. Say you'll take me back. I need your love.
I need it.
I need it.
Oh, way I comb my hair. But what more can I do? I've done every damn thing just to please you.
A little bank fest here. Skip Mahoney and the Casuals punctuating that last little bit. Your funny moods. And Lord knows there have been a whole heap of those lately. My brother Gary should be in here soon as we are assessing the two groups. You know, the Ohio Players have been around for a long time. And what I've always liked about the Players is that what you hear is what you get, always. They have never deviated from the fact that they have this sound. And whether you hear them on an album, whether you hear them live, you just know this is what you're going to get. From those fantastic drums of Diamond Williams to the horn section, everybody is on point. And you can't mess with that. My man Gary is here now. Brother G, are you assessing the begging that has come so far?
Man, this is a bad one. You know what, Michael?
What?
It's old school against new school. That's what this is about, too. Right?
Ah, okay.
Old school is about no explicit stuff. New school, it ain't even worth it, it doesn't matter.
That's right. Drop them drawers. Y'all know what time it is. Yeah, that's true.
But you know what? What I like most about it is that there's two ways of saying the same thing. You know, translating love and all that other good stuff, wanting to be with somebody, wanting them not to leave you, all those elements are put in that 7 minutes of Skip Mahoney and the Ohio players.
That is real begging.
That's real begging. That's right. Beg don't you need. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of hard to dismiss that kind of action. Well, as we have spoken before, you know, it's an amazing thing when someone will sit down and tell you they love you and how they love you, the different ways in which they do so. You know, we always know music is universal and stuff like that, but, you know, why does one song appeal to somebody more than another? You know what I mean?
Well, like, as a black girl, to me, black girl was a beautiful, but the most beautiful song I ever heard.
I hear you.
Sonny Charles and the Checkmates, yes, indeedy. It's a beautiful song. It's an anthem to many folks, but to some other folks, it doesn't come out that way. It's a good song, but it doesn't come out like, boom, that's my song. That's for baby, you know? And that's another element about this that's so great. It's like Baskin Robbins. You got all kinds of flavors coming at you.
Yes, seriously.
You know, what I really loved growing up, you know, you had the Latin soul flavor. You had what we had coming off with the sexy soul groups. I mean, you grew up through all of that stuff. And no matter how they say it, whether in a slow kind of mambo style like that or straight up begging like what Skip Mahoney did, it's still about, yeah, baby, it's you. How many different ways can you tell somebody you love them? That is the beauty of music, and that's also the beauty of what these brothers and some sisters bring to the table here.
You know, Michael, you know what I miss? I miss the 7 to 9 o'clock show of most of the radio stations. Y'all,
oh, shit, man. Come
on. Don't know what I'm talking about. Now, when 7 o'clock comes, most of the radio stations turn on the soul. I mean, real soul. I mean, black soul, okay? And they do this with flowers every night from 7 to 9 o'clock, okay? You can't get that now.
You can't get that now because they don't believe it's important enough to take care of a listener that way. I know what you mean, because you had times where folks would dedicate songs to folks. You know,
this is
Jimmy. Would you please dedicate this to Diane?
Yes.
Blah blah blah
yes.
blah. You know, all that. Now they wanted that. They wanted the interaction because they wanted to know what to play, and they wanted to know what to say. And nothing was better than getting on there and, like, hearing, yeah, this is the Delphonics for the love I gave to you, and we're playing this for Cheryl. Boom. Drop that bad boy and next thing you know, and, oh, you're going to want to love me. Ah!
Yes, sir. Michael, K-S-O-L.
Mm-hmm.
KDIA are the last two soul stations in the Bay Area. KDIA merged with KFRC. When KFRC bought out K's, when they bought them out, I knew going to happen.
They changed their programming.
Ever. Those moves were country. I mean, country, you hear me?
Yeah, I know about that. I know about that. Unfortunately, we had the same thing happen to us here back in New York City with WRVR. It was a jazz station, and it really was a jazz station. I mean, but it played all jazz. It wasn't one of those where, you know, purists would give you that nonsense about stuff. It's like, you know, if you like that sort of thing, fine. If you love fusion, if you love Dixieland, whatever, fine. We played all of that. And
yeah,
had a great
like
format.
WBBZ in Burlington. It
yeah,
was jazz.
Great
it was all
format.
Jazz all day.
I left that on all the time in my house.
And one weekend, I come home, and there's country music on. I'm like, what the hell? Sometimes, you know, the station will drift and stuff like that. So I thought, yeah, just drifted. But I hear a DJ, a familiar voice saying, no, this is WKHK, we're country. They had changed their call letters and changed to a country music format. And I was like, oh, hell no. Embarrassing. And they did this without any fashion of feeling or warning or nothing. They just like, the next thing you know, boom. No, this is no mistake. This is what you're hearing. We're now a country station. See you later. Embarrassing.
And Michael, we as a culture, I'm thinking, you know what we need to do? We need to buy stations. We need to buy back these stations and return. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Another 10 years,
mm-hmm.
That generation behind us will not know about dialectics.
This is true.
The Four Tops, the Temptations,
mm-hmm.
The Miracles, guys like the bit. I'll tell you, that generation behind us.
I wouldn't want to think that, but you know, you're probably right about that.
Over again.
I think you're right about that, which is scary because, yeah, a generation behind us ain't that far behind for our old asses. So
no.
We're talking less than 10 years. This is gone. And we know that there are so-called satellite stations that play to certain formats, but I've heard enough satellite radio to realize, like, it's not my cup of tea. They're not going to give you insight. They really don't relate. They will throw a little factoid here and there and stuff, but they don't really get into it. It's like, play the next song, go to commercial. That's it.
Well,
that's
also the fact
the 1990s
was a hip-hop era. I don't mind if I go ahead do what you do, right? But
right.
But the hip-hopers did not salute the old school. And I remember
right.
In the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s, 80s, we mm-hmm. always saluted the old school. When they got
yep.
to the 90s, it was like, I'm not going to say anything, old school. And that
I
generation
agree.
From 90 to 2000,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But we hope that by the time we're done with this year's tournament, everybody gets a good dose of soul, a good dose of begging. You appreciate
yes.
this good stuff. And you will vote. Don't forget to vote. Gary, tell them how to vote on your end.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
You got to vote. Guys, Badass or whoever, you guys speak your voice. It's an education. You're learning about these groups.
Yes, indeed.
CLCGray@gmail.com or any of the Facebook page, I got three of them. Rag Nation ever goes. That guy is great. He's one of the three. On Facebook.com.
Uh-huh.
And hope you enjoy the music.
Yes, indeedy. Don't forget, voice your choice. Send it to str.itr.mli@outlook.com. That's soultryradio.intheraw.michaellewisingham.outlook.com. Now, what we're going to do is go jukebox to the top of the hour. Don't forget, next week, Wednesday, we'll be back with the Hump Day special. And I'll be out of this part of BC and probably in a signal where you won't be hollering at you on a tin can and a string. So it'll be a little more better. But any last words before I go back to work, brother?
I'm about to get me a new Canadian football team. I have to every day football stink, man. I'm dying to get in the team, man.
Uh-oh. The Moose says, I'm done. And they're not looking good, my brother. But we're looking good.
Well, I want people to wash your hands. To get the vaccine. Get all of the vaccines. Because if I didn't get my full vaccine, I wouldn't be here right now talking to you guys.
Yeah, real. You got that right. Don't be fooling around, y'all. There's no joke out here. It's not done. You got to stay vigilant. Make sure you keep those germs away. Wash your ass. And otherwise, Missy will be coming after you with a big spoon. She'll chase your ass around the room and stuff. All right. So I got 2 quarters left. I'm going to play 6 songs. I think that'll take us to the top. If I can find another quarter, I will. But I'm going to play 3/4 quarter. And we're going to do various translations of begging. You know, sometimes you're happy with what you have, and you're just reminding yourself how lucky you are. Sometimes you know you got to do what you got to do. So you got to hit the knees, baby, and not take care of nothing but business. And there are other times where, well, you kind of hope you get some. So you got to go search for some and let that person know that, yes, we are linked, baby. So drop them draws. Let me stop. But
Michael, you're bad today.
Anyway, kick back. Let me drop this quarter in. We'll see you at the top of the hour. If you are traveling or you're in whatever, you have to get from A to B, and once you get from A to B and back to A-OK, go safe, stay safe, and be safe. We will see you Wednesday with the Hump Day Special, 9 p.m. Eastern. And from all of us here at the Tree, for myself and G, everybody take care.
Make a smile for me. Lately I've been so lonely, and a smile might make these blues go away. Stay a while with me. Can't you tell I've been lonely, and a smile from you might make it a nicer day. Close your eyes and dream of a sunny place. Watch the world light up when you smile. Stay with me and smile at me, sunny face. Chase the clouds away with your smile. Make a smile for me. Lately I've been so lonely, and a smile from you might make these blues go away. Stay a while with me. Can't you tell I've been lonely, and a smile from you might make it a nicer day. Close your eyes and dream of a sunny place. Watch the world light up when you smile. Stay with me and smile at me, sunny face. Chase the clouds away with your smile, your smile, your smile, your
I'm so proud, I'm so proud, yeah. You and me, girl, go a long way back. Yeah, we go a long way back. I remember when loving you wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, baby, but I stuck on in there with you, and we made it. Sugar, we made it through it all.
Such a long, 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 long that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go on, go on, until you reach the end of the line. But it's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you left and called me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. I know that one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter.
Yes, indeed. When we put the show together, I was asked, well, what's the format? You know, how do we do this? So we came to the conclusion that obviously soul's not a monolith. It is in the air like the force. If you connect to it, you connect to it. It's part of you. And how you translate it, well, that's the fun part. We get the answer in as many ways as possible to question what is soul. And in this section here where we are begging and translating love into different messages sent by the singers, it's a similar vibe. You know, there's no wrong formula, but we do know sincerity and passion have a lot to do with how well you'll come off. And sometimes you don't really have to say a lot. Sometimes, especially if you're a musician who's using something other than your human voice, you have to let the song speak for itself. And you may speak a few words, but you know, it's like say Junior Walker when he sings, "What does it take to win your love for me?" Now, Junior's not that hall of singer. He's not that hot. But when he gets down with that horn, he's telling you what he's feeling, and you're feeling it. And that's exactly what we have everybody in this competition doing. We're going to go jukebox again and spin three more. And I just want to remind you all about this amazing music, the amazing people behind it, and in some cases, the shit they had to go through to endure so that a little kid someday will put this on and he'll say, "Who's that?" Or they'll listen to you saying, "Who's that?" And they'll want to know if they hear it and the vibe catches them the right way. Well, next thing you know, they got that soul vibe in them. And anything and everything is possible because their humanity is intact.
doing things we used to do. There's a girl here and she's almost you. Almost all the things that you promised with your eyes, I see in hers too. Now your eyes are red from crying. Almost blue. Flirting with this disaster became me. It named me as a fool, only to be almost blue. Almost touching it will almost do. There's a part of me that's always true, always. All the things that you promised with your eyes, I see in hers too. Now your eyes are red from crying. Almost you, almost me, almost.
Marvin Gaye's dead. Marvin Gaye's been shot by his father. There's no way. It was April Fool's Day, so people didn't want to believe it. It's an insane idea.
Jail in Los Angeles this morning, held without bail and facing murder charges in the death of his son.
I remember hearing that his father was very jealous of one, his career and the relationship that he had with his mom. So there's a lot of animosity, a lot of hurt there.
To the end of the show, and we'll be back Wednesday with the Hump Day Special, 9 p.m. Wednesday, Eastern Time. Maybe we'll do it again from a tin can and a string as we finish up here. Just a couple of things as I've been out here in beautiful British Columbia. They are known for the Okanagan cherries. The Okanagan is a piece of the province that kind of desert-like. Over the years, it's been renowned for wine, great weather, and Queen Anne cherries, which you can't fucking find in the States because it's very rare where they show up. And when they usually show up, they're either gone, somebody ate them or whatever, but they're good. So that, and in a town called Chilliwack, they are known for something called super sweet corn. And I mean, it really is. It's so good. It's like eating dessert sometimes. Oh, that shit is so good. Because today is the first day of the Pacific Northwest Exhibition, also known as the PNE, where, you know, they've got stuff going on, rides and carnival games and, you know, getting those big-ass stuffed animals and all the other kinds of good shit. There's artists performing and all that, and this runs for 2 weeks. And they usually have one in every province. And this one is cool. And you got to remember those little donuts. Mm, those bad boys are good, too. Kind of like beignets in a Canadian way. They make the itty-bitty donuts. They sugar them up, and it's like 3 bags of $5 or something like that. But all I know is they're addictive. They're just so good. As I say this, I'm going to finish up with some Canadian love. Now, my man Jason, we almost done with this project up here, and he is a soul icon. Now, there have been some good Canadian performers, but none to really write home, you know. I'm not talking Drake for you hip-hoppers and all that stuff. I'm talking about cats who could sing, perform, do all the other stuff. Jason did all that and has done all that. And there's another guy who did as well. He was from Montreal. His name was Gino Vannelli. He had his moment in the 80s, but he was a very talented cat. Actually, he was on Soul Train. And, you know, you know, Soul Train was like, yeah, respect, we got you. Because with us, it's always been like that. If you can do it, just jump on in. You don't worry about all that other shit. We know whether he got sold or not. And this brother did. So we will say, vive le Canada. And we'll see you guys next week.
binds the world you've granted before.